Radio.
Hello everyone from Cross Team, this is Rusta from Pristina Cross. In this edition we are going to play parts from a comedy night which was held recently in Pristina and was organized by the local NGO Oxygen. Guests of the night were two very successful stand-up comedians, Shazia Mirza from London and Henrik Elmer from Stockholm. On this edition we are going to play parts from Shazia's act, and on the following editions you are going to be able to listen parts of act from Henrik Elmer and also an interview with him. But first, let's listen to the first single from Cute Babulja, a local band from Pristina who are ready to finish their first album. The song you are about to listen is called Kolateralisht. Trained at the Rose Bruford College of Speech and Drama in London, Shazia works full-time as a writer, actor and stand-up comedian. Shazia began stand-up comedy in September 2000 and has in a very short space of time become famous. Along the way, she won the 2001 Hackney Empire Best New Act competition at the London Comedy Festival. Shazia followed this up by winning Metro Magazine People's Choice Best Comic Award at the London Comedy Festival 2002. Shazia is in a huge demand with coverage from press, TV and radio in Germany, Denmark, Italy, Sweden, USA, Canada, France, UK and Ireland. To date, Shazia has performed stand-up in Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, Holland and USA. Now let's listen to some parts taken from the Shazia Mirza's performance in Pristina.
But you know what?
sometimes people say to me, you know, they say, why do you always dress like that? Why do you wear that thing on your head? And it's because apparently men are meant to be sexually attracted to hair. But I've tried it. It doesn't work. I've got hairy legs and no one goes near them. Great. But in Holland, they were very strange to me. They kept smoking drugs in the audience because drugs is legal. And I got passively stoned. I was only meant to do 20 minutes. I did 2 hours. No one was laughing. I didn't care. But I think it went well. I can't remember. Now, in England, because I'm Muslim, in England, sometimes I get some... I've got a website, and sometimes I get some emails. And I had an email last week from a Muslim man. It said, you do comedy. You're a prostitute. No, that was true. And I had to point out to him, prostitutes earn more money. But what he doesn't realise is that I'm now using him as material. So effectively, he's my pimp. Now calm down, sir. Now, I had an email yesterday, it was from another Muslim man. It said, if I knew where you lived, I'd come and suicide bomb your house. And at the bottom where you have to put your email address, he put, from the Islamic Republic of Ireland. Now, people ask me silly questions, you know. They say to me, why does your mother walk 5 steps behind your father? And I say, you know, well, he looks better from behind. Oh, come on. But... you didn't understand it, no? Great. But... actually, these days, the women are walking 5 steps in front of the husbands because of the landmines. Great. Now, I went to Saudi Arabia last year. In Saudi Arabia, the women, they're not allowed to drive cars because they can't see where they're going. Crime Watch, have you heard of Crime Watch? And do they have Crime Watch in Kosovo? I bet everyone's on there, aren't they? Yes, right. Now, Crime Watch is now being shown in Saudi Arabia. And last week, a Muslim woman, she was caught shoplifting. She was caught on camera. And police are looking for a woman with brown eyes. As a child, I saw graffiti in big letters saying, my parents are from Pakistan. And as a child, I saw graffiti in big letters saying, Paki, go home. It was my mum telling me it's time for dinner. But the thing is, I'm from Birmingham. Have you heard of Birmingham? It's where the Osbournes are from. Have you heard of the Osbournes? Well, I have to say that they are not typical of Birmingham. Okay, we're not all like that in Birmingham. No, I'm not kidding, but my parents, they came from Pakistan to Birmingham in the 1960s because they thought that it would be a better life. You know, they'd have things like electricity and water and things like that. And so my dad, he always tried to fit in with the white people because he thought that that would make him more acceptable in society. So my dad, he's called Mohammed, but he abbreviates it to Bob. Now, my parents, you know, they want me to get married, okay? That's what they don't care about me doing comedy. In fact, they don't know what comedy is. But they just want me to get married. And I'm quite looking forward to my wedding day. I can't wait to meet my husband. But my friend Julie says, how can you sleep with someone you don't know? But she does it all the time. my parents, the thing is, right, Muslim men don't want to marry me. No, because I speak. And my parents, they've been trying to marry me off for a long time now, ever since I was 18 months old. And when I was growing up, you know, they would show me pictures of men from Pakistan with hairy chests and mustaches with handlebars. I said, "Mum, we don't need to go to Pakistan. We can get men like that in the gay area." But I was introduced to this Scottish Muslim man, and he turned up to meet me in a shalwar kameez and a kilt. I said, "Look, I wear the skirts in this relationship." But I went to America recently, not to blow anything up, just for comedy. And actually, before I went, now this is going over the top now. Now, I went to America, and my mum, she was quite worried about me going to America. She said, "I don't think they like the Muslims in America." I said, "Whatever gave you that idea?" Actually, while I was there, I went to this comedy club, and on my first night in New York, I went on stage, and as a joke, I said I was going to become a suicide bomber. And they believed me. And actually, they all left the building, which I was really disappointed about, because it was my first night in New York, and I really wanted to perform for the Americans. But you know what? There is a lot of prejudice. Anyone with a moustache is a target. My mum's been attacked. Yes, bit harsh. Now, when I was on my way to America, I got stopped at customs. Okay, and they thought I was a terrorist. And I had to explain to them, you know, terrorists have bigger moustaches. But I got stopped at customs and they asked me what I did. And I told them I was a comedian. And they didn't believe me. They said, "Prove it." So I told them a joke and they didn't laugh. I explained the joke to them, they still didn't laugh. They said, "When the people get off the next flight, they're all going to come and take a vote. We'll see who's the comedian." When the people got off the next flight, they took a vote, and I didn't believe the results. I said, "Look, can we have a recount?" That's when I knew we were in America. But he said to me, "I've got to ask you a series of questions." He said, "Have you ever grown a beard?" I said, "I'm an Asian woman, of course I've grown a beard." He said, "How often do you have negative thoughts about the USA? I said, "Well, every time they attack someone, so quite often." And he said, "Are you affiliated with oil or money?" I said, "Well, I've got a car and I'm not poor. What does that make me a terrorist?" I went to Germany recently. I went to Germany and it was quite strange, really. When I got into Germany, the first thing they said to me was, I had just got off the plane and the first thing they said was, "Oh, you know, we're not taking part in the war, you know. We're not taking part in the war." They said, "Every time we take part in the war, we get blamed." This time they weren't taking part in the war and they were still getting blamed. I said, "Oh, come on, Germany, join the war. It's not the same without you." But are you explaining the jokes to each other? Is that why it's taking so long? But my name is Shazia Mirza. At least that's what it says on my pilot's license. Right, I think that you've had enough. You must be joking, I've had enough. Earn my money. That seems to be the motto in Kosovo. Earn your money. No, No, I think that's going to be the end of the show now. But I'd like to thank you all for coming. And I hope that you all understood it. Thank you for trying to understand it. Thank you for translating to each other. And you know what? It's about time you all had a good laugh in Kosovo.
That's about it for this time. From Pristina Cross, all the best.